This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Hatab, the Arabs would use hatab, i.e. firewood or dry wood, to refer to slander, calumny, and hearsay, and gossip. Meaning gossip, hearsay, etc. are not innocent. They are very dangerous. And they ignite fitna, strife, discord, and disunity and disharmony in families and communities with the speed and the ferocity of fire. So Ummu Jamil, Abu Lahab's wife, would do the same. She was a famous tale carrier, tale bearer, always hearing something from here, planting it there, listening to something here, sowing it there, conveying it here, conveying it there. And the Prophet ﷺ has warned us against namima, gossip and hearsay. We may think of it as being very innocent in a hadith later by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim. The Sahaba radiallahu, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma says, we were walking with the Prophet ﷺ when suddenly the Prophet ﷺ heard the sound of two humans being punished in their graves. So the Prophet ﷺ proceeded to the graves, and whilst we were standing over the graves, he pointed at them and he said, إِنَّ هَذَانِ لَيُعَذَّبَانُ مَا يُعَذَّبَانِ فِي الْكَبِيرِ. Indeed, these two occupants of the graves are being punished, and they are not being punished for something major. أَمَّا أَحَدُهُمَا فَكَانَ يَمْشِي بِالنَّمِيمَةِ وَأَمَّا الْآخَرُ فَكَانَ لَا يَسْتَنْزِهُ مِنَ الْبَوْلِ. As for one of them, he would carry tales of gossip and hearsay. And as for the other, he wouldn't protect himself from the splashes and the effects of urine. So why did he say they weren't being punished for something great? The reason is, indeed, these two sins are great. That's why there was this punishment, which the Prophet ﷺ himself heard. But they aren't considered great, but normally by people. We consider them to be trivial and inconsequential and insignificant. But the Prophet ﷺ said, they are both being punished, and they are not being punished for something major, i.e. major in everyone's view. But in reality, these two sins are grave. And the two sins were, one, failure to protect oneself from the effects of urine. But the first one, Prophet ﷺ said, أَمَّا أَحْدُهُمَا فَكَانِ يَمْشِي بِالنَّمِيمَةِ. He would carry tales, gossip, hearsay. And that's why in a hadith, in the introduction of Sahih Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ says, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ كَذِبًا أَن يُحَدِّثَ بِكُلِّ مَا سَمِعَ. It is sufficient for a man to be a liar that he relates and conveys everything that he hears. For a person to be a liar, he doesn't have to intentionally lie. If his habit is simply to repeat everything he hears, he will eventually be a liar. Because in any given day, we hear 100 things, 20 of them are, 30 of them are true, 30 of them are misleading and exaggerations, and 40 of them are outright lies. So if we end up repeating everything we hear, we will end up repeating and conveying and relaying to others truths, half-truths, exaggerations, and outright lies. And in the words of the Prophet ﷺ, that is sufficient for a person to be deemed a liar. And in another hadith related by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, Prophet ﷺ said, لا يدخل الجنة قطات. And in one narration, نمام, a tale carrier will not enter Jannah.